Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we had Leanne Bennett give our Heartbeat.
Yes, it was amazing.
It was absolutely fantastic. And we met Leanne a good few years ago now.
Yes.
She's been in our lives. And as you described her, she is beautiful and gorgeous and just has such a positivity about herself that does rub off on you, her
yes.
enthusiasm.
Yes.
And so in unpacking her story this week as we chat, what I really loved about it was her story just tells how God's in her life in a real way, in just the everyday of her life. And I like how she started off by sharing how, well, God wasn't in her life. That's not a family that she grew up in. But that then when she moved off to school, college in Sydney, she started to notice the promptings of God, and now when she looks back on her life, she sees that God was in it.
Yes. I look at her whole life story, and she's only sharing a little bit of it, has been this persevering spirit within her that stays positive, but God then intersected.
Mm.
You know, he organized and orchestrated intersecting her life when she moved out of home and go to college, because it's where she stayed with nuns and Catholic people. So they influenced her. They invited her to go to this like a retreat trip, mission
trip. Sounded
pretty
cool overseas,
Yeah, exactly.
I was amazing. Like, I want to go on one of those.
Then the experience of encountering Jesus and then an ongoing experience the rest of her life, God meeting her, you know. And it to me, I want every woman to be encouraged that God is interested in us. And he might intersect your life when you're born. He might intersect your life when you're 12, when you're 18, when you're 35, whatever age, because it's not your fault you were born, say, into a family that didn't know Christ. It's not, or an environment where it wasn't expressed or talked about or whatever. But God loves us so much. He's the one who perseveres to have a relationship with us.
And then she said how she went on that journey of becoming a Catholic.
Yes.
You know, I've been born, like you said, I've been born into a Catholic family. So for me, I don't know any different.
No, neither do I.
But I'm always amazed by those, therefore, who had to make the choice in that way, you know,
yeah,
to make an active choice of.
Yes.
And yes, okay, I need to make an active choice in my life every day. And I think you do get to a point, if you have been born as a Catholic, you do have to go, well, am I going to, you know, really believe and adopt these things? But then when you meet people who weren't born into it
and chose deliberately,
it
I find it very uplifting in my faith, going, whoa, what happened to them, what did God do for them to go, yes, I want this,
and for Leanne to therefore be open to hearing that, like, to when she went on the trip to Europe and she was wowed by whatever God was doing in her life, that sense of the Holy Spirit must have been obviously alive in her to go, oh, yeah, I'll follow this leading.
And the people that she's with, they must have been wonderful influences.
Yes. Yeah.
And I often feel like, oh, I hope I'm like that, that something I say or how I act or how I love the Lord rubs off on other people.
The ultimate influencer.
Yeah.
You go with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Now, as Leanne said, and I like how she said this, she said that a lot of people think even though they're a Christian, then life then's going to go easy.
Yeah.
But as Leanne said, she still had those challenges in life. And she shared her story about getting cancer, her story about her family and then her marriage breakdown, and then the story of her business that she'd had for many, many years, and then COVID hits. And she just thinks,
Yeah.
God, what are you doing?
Mm.
That feeling of disillusionment, which I think particularly during that period, I certainly felt that. And lots of us would have felt that. And if not then, at other times in our lives, you just ask the question, God, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Well, I think COVID really pulled the rug out of many people's lives.
Mm.
Even if you didn't own a business, but necessarily, you know, work-wise or career-wise, or you know, but if you have a business and it's affected so badly because you can't contact people, you're not face to face with people, which her business was. You know, what do you do?
Mm.
And again, her persevering positive spirit of, okay, how do I deal with this?
Mm.
But not deal with it by herself.
No. I was going to say she turned to God.
Yes.
A lot of us, you know, well, I might turn to food or turn to something else, turn to other people. But she's like, you know what, God, I'm coming to you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, she could have easily, you were saying turn to alcohol, turn to something that doesn't solve the problem but like makes you escape in a way.
Mm.
But she confronted it face on, but again, not by herself.
Mm.
She knew God is walking with her, and she leaned into God way more. Think about the scriptures that she hung on to.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two scriptures I've got them here is Jeremiah 29 verses 11 to 14 and then Matthew 7 chapter 7. And both of them really talk about seeking after God.
Mm.
And the first one talking about God saying, I have plans for you, plans for hope, but, you know, seek after me. And then same with Matthew, if you ask, then seek and knock, you will find.
Mm.
And she said that she held on to these scriptures for a good year, which really makes me think, how often do we give up?
Oh, so easily.
Before that.
Yep.
You know?
Haven't got the answer. What's going on? You know, I've asked Lord what's, you know.
Mm.
But that's where her persevering spirit and her relationship with God is so strong that she knew, nah, I've got to hang on to this. God's got a plan. He's got a plan. He's got a plan. I've got to trust.
Mm.
It's so amazing and speaks to me.
Mm. Also made me think of, like, for me, I know in my life, one of the scriptures that I've often held on to is in Philippians 4, which talks about don't be anxious but pray about anything. Is there a scripture that you have often turned to in your life?
No, I wouldn't say any specific one.
Mm.
I find God surprises me so much in different scriptures that I do read, maybe not every day, but at least every week.
Yeah.
And I go, whoa, I've read that before, but I've never seen that.
Mm.
I've never seen that aspect that he's revealed to me.
Mm.
Or I've actually never even read that scripture before. And I, you know, the treasures, the real treasures, the pearls that are in God's word.
Mm.
And he has the right word with the right scripture at the right time with the right what I need, how I feel, can be emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever, and he presents it to me. And I then kick myself all the time when I go, oh, why don't I read his word more?
Yeah.
Why don't I delve into it more? Why don't I trust in his truth more?
Which is what we talked about only a few weeks ago. We talked about God nourishes us, you know, in the word.
Yes.
If we go back to it, God's got the answers there for us.
So, no, I don't think there's a specific one I've always, like, hung on to. I guess I've just hung on to there is truth here. There is wisdom here. There is love here. And this is where, other than how the Holy Spirit reveals to us personally different things, this is where I'm going to be revealed more of who God is, who the Father is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, you know?
Leanne then went on to share how she had learnt from Bruce, from Dad, about how to hear from God, some of the ways. And, I mean, she'd been doing it before, I believe she heard this talk, but she talked about things like going to scripture through the tradition of the church and then having people around you and being able to talk with others in your life about maybe what you think God's saying, so that way people of wisdom who are also of faith can talk that through with you.
Having good counsel.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is sometimes maybe they don't say anything. It's like a sounding board.
Yeah, back saying it and then they just
listen. It bounces back to you and then you go, oh, yeah, that is truth. That is, I agree with that, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I just found Leanne's story just really encouraging to see how God works in someone's life despite the challenges, and it just felt like just a really everyday story, because sometimes I think when we read the Bible it can feel so very other and not relatable.
Like that happens centuries ago.
My life?
Well, that, and I'm not saying necessarily just women, men and women, but their story is like, yeah, but that happened back then. Does it really happen now? And it does. You know, Leanne is so down to earth. Ladies, if you met her, and hopefully one day maybe you might on different situations, she, it's like, you've known her all your life. She's a friend. She's
very welcoming.
I feel like she's not hidden. She is who she is. And she's so open to wanting to learn, to wanting to grow. And that probably helped her in her own business sense too, but also just in people relationships.
I was going to say, she's a real encourager of other women.
Yes.
And people in general, but just other women, helping you be who God wants you to be and really stepping into that.
Yes. So, ladies, you'll see more of Leanne because she's got more to share, and we think that's wonderful that we have more. We want other women to share their story and encourage all of us in our life.
Yeah. Thank you to Leanne for sharing with us this week, and we do look forward to hearing from her more. So this week, I thought that the weekly challenge could be for each of us to reflect on our own lives to see where do we believe we can sense the promptings of God in our lives. So where, if we look back, can we see that God's plan? Like Leanne said, when she looks back now, she sees that God had a plan, that she went to the Catholic college and then things went from there. You know, we all have that, but sometimes it can be hard to see.
We have to reflect upon it though. You've got to actually spend the time to look back on your life. And if you're not really sure, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal where God was, even if it was in the darkest of times, even if it was like you felt like all alone, someone said something, something happened, and you go, oh, that actually was God. He led me this way. He helped me that way. And God presents himself in other people, in other people's words. You know, as they often say in scripture or there's some stories, you could have been, had an angel who's come to visit you and you never recognized him.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that chat has encouraged you. We hope that Leanne's heartbeat encouraged you this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again soon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.